several types of pullets there. I've never seen anything like them, and I never have since. They seem to penetrate the aircraft, and they wait until they're in there before they explode.
Dennis Wiltshire flew in Lancaster bombers during World War II, attacking targets in occupied Europe and Germany. For Dennis, his last raid came in 1944, when the trauma of seeing a colleague killed caused a nervous breakdown.
They lobbed in one right through the nose of the aircraft, and the skipper sent me up and said, would you see if Dave is all right? And I went up and had a look, and oh dear, that was what started me off. Then I came back and I said to the skipper, I think he's had it. I said, he's bleeding from the nose and the mouth and the ears.
He spent years recovering in hospital, and yet he says he's lucky, joking that at least he didn't end up with his name on the memorial unveiled today. At the memorial itself, pomp and pageantry were much in evidence, with the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, and Prince Charles among those present. Malcolm Wright, chairman of the Bomber Command Association, spoke at the ceremony, reminding the audience of the sacrifices made by the air crews.
These were young men. Their average age was just 22, and what they did for us was simply quite extraordinary. Through this memorial, we and future generations will remember them.
He also alluded to difficulties involved in getting a memorial approved, almost 70 years after the end of the war. Some veterans say the government has been reluctant to help because of controversy over civilian casualties caused by Allied bombing. For men like Dennis Wiltshire, those deaths are regretted, but he says the 1939-45 conflict was total war.
There was only one aim during the war, wasn't it? It was to defeat Hitler, and we thought we were... Well, we did do quite well. We destroyed quite a few buildings. Yes, there were a lot of people killed, I appreciate that, but there were here in this country as well. So that seemed to balance that up.
The memorial itself is a neoclassical structure with statues of an aircrew inside and incorporating parts of a Halifax bomber shot down in 1944. Here, the emphasis was on the terrible price paid by the aircrews. Almost half of the 125,000 men who took part in raids on occupied Europe were killed by enemy action.
I'm here because I'm old, 90, and I remember it all. A brother-in-law by marriage, lost on a bomb. He was a rear gunner. And like I said, I lived through it all, and I remember it all.
We've come here because my husband was a rear-end gunner on a Lancaster. So, and he's dead now. But, you know, it just brings back memories of when he was in it. And he loved it.
You know, I was only 8 when the war started, but when the old planes used to go over, and even now, look, I go cold, and when it's our boys going over, it just makes me cry now. It's so emotional. It's been wonderful already. I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
That pride in serving is echoed by Dennis Wiltshire, but it's a pride understandably mixed with regrets.
Well, I feel quite proud, and as far as the fellows that were killed, it's... Well, that's, again, that I use that phrase, that's war. But there were some wonderful fellows went down who never came back. This is the one reason I am so pleased to see this being opened up today. It should have happened years ago.